This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. Svetlana Lakova, the Russian historian, the Russian-born historian of Russian history, of the spy who changed history, about something that happened 100 years ago in another world. Stalin detailing volunteers from his Red Army to spy on America's aeronautics program. That was then. We're now talking about the possibility of Americans, several Americans, participating in surveillance of the President of the United States for purposes that can't have been positive because of all the upset the Russiagate allegation has created since 2016. We're now coming to one of the principals who's responded also in some fashion to John Durham's filing. And Svetlana, this is politics, and forgive me. I mean, we have to plunge into this. It's not all about courtrooms. Hillary Clinton on Wednesday, this is The Hill reporting, criticized former President Trump and Fox News for, quote, spinning up a fake scandal over Special Counsel John Durham's investigation into Russia's interference in the 2016 election. Quote, Trump and Fox are desperately spinning up a fake scandal to distract from his real ones. So it's a day that ends in Y. The more his misdeeds are exposed, the more they lie. I stop there because Mrs. Clinton is not responding to the puzzlement that we've been raising about when and how and who and to what purpose was there surveillance of the executive office of the president, of Trump Tower, of two addresses associated with the president-elect in New York. She does not speak to it. She speaks to, well, I don't know, media storm. Svetlana, Mrs. Clinton did not speak in detail, but she did respond. Is that significant to your reading?
Well, it is. And John, what was very interesting is how long it took her because, you know, there were front pages. There was a huge amount of media interest in this. And I think it took her about, you know, 3 days to respond. So it's interesting she responded, but it's interesting that it took her a while to figure out how to respond. And as you know, the one thing she hasn't actually addressed is the filing, that the government has the evidence that, you know, in effect, Mrs. Clinton was involved in some really, you know, doing some really bad things about, you know, against her political opponent, who, you know, including when he was, you know, the president of the United States. So that's pretty huge. And so what she's done is, instead of addressing the underlining filing by the government, who and special counsel saying they have evidence, she does not address that at all. So it's the things that she doesn't respond to that are as significant as the things that she does. So she has not responded to the filing. She did not say, this is not true, right? I didn't spy on Trump. I didn't do this. I didn't do that. There is no evidence. She is not saying that. Instead of which, she's talking about how the media responded to the filing by the special counsel and how Donald Trump is responding, which is not the same thing at all. And that is because she doesn't want you to think about the filing. She doesn't want you to read the filing. So she wants to rely on people's, you know, some people's, you know, Trump derangement syndrome, etc., and get them to focus on the man and on Fox News in order for people not to read the filing and not to follow the cast iron government case.
The puzzle then, Mrs. Clinton's not responding in detail, and that might be wise. So I want to try to explore another version of this that I've read these last days. What Russiagate represents is one great big campaign dirty trick. And in American politics, in all politics, dirty tricks are not illegal. They're not illicit. You do it. You get away with it. If your opponent catches you, you're accused. The public chooses. That's the history of electioneering. So the special counsel is seeking criminal behavior. He has a criminal grand jury working. That's the puzzle here. The sensitive detail is when and how and who obtained surveillance of the executive office of the president. Am I correct in that, Svetlana?
Well, correct. But in a sense, you know, Hillary Clinton appears to have gone way beyond what would be the dirty tricks during the campaign. So before we even move on to when Donald Trump becomes the president, which obviously makes things a lot worse for what she's done. But even if we look at what she did during the campaign, is she instructed through her, so she signed off on this plan, which I think we discussed, you know, quite a few times on July 28, 2016, together with Jake Sullivan, who is her foreign policy advisor. And that document has been declassified by John Ratcliffe, and it's a true document because John Brennan, you know, brought it to the attention of the president at the time. She signed off on the plan that she wants to stir up a scandal to link Donald Trump to Russia in order to distract from her own scandal with her use of the email server, because that could, of course, hurt the election. And ultimately, it's one of the reasons why she did lose the election. And as part of that plan, she either instructed or was aware of, because Michael Sussman is an agent of hers, but by being her lawyer, he was acting on her instructions. She had to know. And Michael Sussman instructed Tech Executive One, who is, you know, this Rodney Yoffe person, he and his company had access to sensitive government data, which was not public. So it wasn't just, you know, smearing people in the media, which is bad enough, but they actually abused sensitive government data and brought that sensitive government data that they only had access to because of Mr. Rodney's position as a government contractor, to the government, which is the FBI, for the purposes of starting a criminal investigation into her opponent, and then lied about that, right? That's really, really serious. So that's not just like smearing somebody in the media. That's actually stealing sensitive government data for, you know, misusing it, and then trying to attempt to start an investigation, right? And that's before the election. And then, of course, after the election, it becomes worse, because once he's the president, they don't stop. So although her campaign, of course, stopped, but she was still clearly working on trying to make sure that Trump, you know, does not succeed in being the president and potentially maybe is impeached. I don't know what her motivation was. But the truth remains that both Rodney Yoffe and Michael Sussman do not stop after November 7th, 2016, because Rodney Yoffe goes back. The spying continues throughout the transition period and after Donald Trump is inaugurated, according to the filing. And the special counsel filing says at least until February, which is, you know, weeks after Donald Trump is inaugurated. And they then bring this information to the CIA, to another government agency, again trying to start government investigation based on the data that they're gathering. And this is what the special counsel filing says, that they were gathering data. Hillary Clinton agents were gathering data from their access to sensitive government data in order to obtain derogatory information on Donald Trump. And then they brought this data to a government office.
The going forward, Durham, he has responded to Michael Sussman in legal language, which is impenetrable. But as I understand it, he's making it clear that the public awareness of this case is unavoidable. And you guide me to read a paragraph, paragraph 3, where he uses precedent on the basis of how Trump associates were ballyhooed in the media as rascals, and that too was complained about at the time, but that the courts ruled we can't help it that the media is paying attention because this is a scandal. We go forward in public. Do I read that correctly?
Well, correct. So I think what a special counsel is saying is that one has to balance, you know, legitimate interests like national security interests to protect witnesses, etc., with the public right to know. So the very legal system on its own, as much as the defendant might not like it in this case, but the whole point is this is why we have open trials. We don't, you know, we don't, in democracies or in a republic, we don't have, you know, secret trials unless they are for national security reasons. So the public has the right to know this. All of this has to be aired in public. And the only exception to that is if they're genuine, you know, national security or safety concerns. Therefore, unfortunately for Mr. Sussman, as much as and various other characters in this, this is going to be a very public thing, and is going to continue to be so. So that's how it's going to be.
Svetlana Lakova is an historian of Russian espionage history. Her book, The Spy Who Changed History, is about the 20th century shenanigans. Her book, Spygate Exposed, is about 21st century shenanigans. The Durham filing on Sussman is one small brick in a very large wall that is preventing all of us from understanding what was going on in 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019. Even now, about Russia Gate and its damage to the credibility of the office of the president. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.